Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we feature Motown artist's last charting song with an apostrophe in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, the Four Tops, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Marvin Gaye, the Supremes, Diana Ross, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Michael Jackson, and the Marvelettes. All coming up to the next half hour as they feature each Motown artist's last charting song with an apostrophe in the title of the song.
Ain't no place like Motown, it's the USA. Ain't no place like Motown, missing what we
It's the way nature planned it, girl.
Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Take Me Girl, I'm Ready, and then reached number 50 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1971. Before that, the Four Tops and It's the Way Nature Planned It, reaching number 53 from 1972, and that was the Four Tops' last charting song on the Motown record label. They subsequently went to the Dunhill ABC record label, and we started with the Velvets, a Motown memory's favorite artist, with He's Really Saying Something, and they reached number 64 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the last charting Motown song from each artist featured that has an apostrophe in the title of the songs. Well, coming up, Marvin Gaye, a classic tune, Let's Get It On. Well, Let's Get It On was released on June 15, 1973, and it was recorded on March 22, 1973 in Los Angeles, California. The song features romantic and sexual lyrics and funk instrumentation by the Funk Brothers. The title track of Marvin's landmark 1973 album was also called Let's Get It On. The song was written by Marvin Gaye and producer Ed Townsend. Let's Get It On became Marvin's most successful single for Motown and one of his most well-known songs. Here is Marvin, Let's Get It On, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom and Motown Memories at yahoo.com. color.
I can't cover up my fears in the name of love or playing safe. For a while that was easy. And if living for myself is what I'm guilty of, go on and sentence me. I'll still be free. It's my turn to see what I can see. I hope you'll understand. This time's just for me, because it's my turn. With no apologies, I've given up the truth to those I've tried to please. But now it's my turn. If I don't have all the answers,
Diana Ross, and It's My Turn, and that reached number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1980, and that was the title song from the movie starring Jill Clayburgh and Michael Douglas. And before that, The Supremes without Diana Ross, and I'm Going to Let My Heart Do the Talking. That reached number 40 from 1976, and that was their last top 40 song. And we started with Marvin Gaye's Smash It, Let's Get It On, number 1 from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's last charting song that has an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Gladstein the Pips, and I've Got to Use My Imagination right here on Motown Memories.
I've really got to use my imagination to think of good reasons to keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Got to make the best of
best of
a bad situation.
Since that day
you were gone.
is all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
No matter how hard the times may seem,
The Marvelettes with I'm Gonna Hold On As Long As I Can, and they reached number 76 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1969. Before that, Michael Jackson and We're Almost There, number 54 from 1975. And we started with Glass Nine, the Pips, and I've Got to Use My Imagination, number 4 from 1973. Bliss Up Hour, we featured each Motown artist's last charting song that has an apostrophe in the title of the song. Coming up after the break, more last charting apostrophe songs, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.